Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is set for one episode. Your host from Columbus, Ohio, is Michael Kirk. Welcome to the Outlaw Mudcast. Hello and welcome to the Outlaw Mudcast, your digital audio dirt sheet for all things Super Show. Top story this week, the opening match of the 2024 Create a Competitor competition has closed. This was the match to choose which 8 LFF competitors would take on the 8 competitors from WWX. There were 12 people in the match. You could vote for anywhere between, obviously, 0 and all 12. Any number of people you could vote for. Once on Facebook in a Facebook poll. Once on Instagram, posting a comment for who you wanted to vote for on Instagram. This was a 5-day, 120-hour round. After the 5 days of voting, the 8 people that have made the next round that will be representing the LFF in the CCC are Rambo Apocalypse, Rowdy Ron, The Misfit, Mr. Rumble, Dale Kessel, JAC, Masked Llama Black, and the Game Master. Miqua Valiente, the Demon Johnny V, Ranger Dangerfield, and El Rebelde de Urchachile did not make the top 8. They will not be moving on to the next round. Congratulations to the 8 that made it. For the 4 that didn't, I encourage you to try again next year. It took me a long time to have any degree of success in the CCC. So, don't let a first-round loss discourage you. My thoughts on the round. The structure of the round, the voting structure, was fine to me. The length, in my opinion, was a problem. I do not think that any match in the CCC should go longer than 48 hours. We've had 72-hour matches in the past. To me, that was too long. This is even worse. Why do I think it's bad? Because nothing happens, really, after 48 hours. I can tell you, watching the votes, that while some votes did get cast past the first 48 hours, if you look at who was in first place through 12th place as of midnight Sunday, the start of Sunday, and look at the final results, they never changed. The order after 27 hours of voting was the same as the order after 120 hours of voting. Nobody moved up a place or down a place. We didn't have, say, third and fourth switch, for example. No, first was first after 27 hours all the way to 120 hours. Fifth was fifth after 27 hours all the way to 120 hours. Nobody switched spots. So I don't believe the match needed to go that long. I don't think it benefited the match to have 3 days where pretty much no promos were cut. Although, Miqua Valiente did cut a late promo Wednesday night, which I think kind of hurt him. I think he should have cut it earlier. That might have helped him get out of the bottom four. Earlier is better than later in these things. Get your name out there. Get your momentum out there early. Because like I said, nothing changed as far as who was in what spot after the first 27 hours. That's where we are, though, with the CCC. I know they're looking at scheduling the first singles match. Nothing's been officially announced as far as that goes. I know they're gathering together the 30-second promo videos from everyone. I know they want those sooner rather than later. I've still not heard a deadline for when they want those by, but I would suggest anyone in the CCC send those in sooner rather than later. Next story, Grand Gathering 4 news. Last week I talked about the wager matches. 2 people in the grand battle match could face off in a singles match. The winner guaranteed to be the last person to enter in his pod. The loser has his competitor revealed to everyone in his pod and must be the first entrant in his pod. I did not know when I reported last when the deadline to sign up for this. The deadline passed, I think, the next day after the podcast was released. but it was not around for very long. Here are the people who have agreed to be in the wager matches. The TVA commissioner, Drew Mattson. Rambo Apocalypse. Simple Chuck. Zach Atchley. The prize fighter, Simon Dabner. Big Jim Bias. The Meeple. The LFF chiropractor, Yasmeen. Jeff McPeak. Eddie Fury. Brime Time. Alec Ventresca. The Italian Bombada. John Pulverino. Practicite. Titan. And Split. They're the ones who have signed up to be in these matches. I don't know who their opponents are. I know when these matches will take place. These matches will happen on the following dates. March 24th, March 31st, April 3rd, April 7th, April 10th, April 14th, April 17th, and April 24th. Most of these are Sundays, which means they'll be on Sunday night fights. The other dates look like they're on Wednesdays, so probably after Talk of the Universe, but these will likely be on twitch.tv/srguniverse. So look for those to start happening next week. It's the 17th as I'm recording this. The first match will happen on the 24th. Not sure who will be in it, but two of these people will face off. They won't know what the singles competitor each one is using is. The winner, guaranteed final spot in the first pod of the grand battle match. The loser, guaranteed first spot in the pod, and everyone else in the pod knows what competitor he is using. Speaking of what competitor you will be using in the grand battle, the deadline to fill out the email surveys sent by General Manager John Calais about what competitors you'd like to use in the grand battle, the deadline for that is next Sunday, March 24th. I urge you to go to your email, fill that out, send it back. If you do not send it back by the deadline, he will choose the competitor you will use. So please fill that out, send in your surveys, email johnclace@srguniverse.com. Get those out there because you want to make sure you're playing who you want to play and not get stuck with a competitor you think is bad. The other bit of Grand Gathering news I have concerns the first event that's been announced, the tag team event. There's going to be a tag team event, but it's not all going to happen at Grand Gathering 4. They're going to have a preliminary set of matches you will play before the Grand Gathering, either in person or online. You choose how you're going to schedule it. Here's how it's going to work. If you want to be in the event, you're going to email John Calais, johnclace@srguniverse.com. You're going to email him your team. Just one member of the team. You email him your name, your partner's name, the competitors you're going to use, and you give him a name for your tag team. You send that in. I'm not sure what the deadline to submit this is. I'm going to say before March 19th, or by the end of day March 19th, because on March 20th, the list of teams will be posted publicly, and you will be able to start scheduling matches to play to earn points. The top 16 point getters will get into the tournament. They will actually play at Grand Gathering 4. Top 16 will play in a single elimination bracket at Grand Gathering 4, but if you want to make the top 16, you have to score a lot of points. Basically, you have to be in the top 16 point getters. How do you score points? You play matches. Each win earns you 2 points. When you lose a match, you deduct 1 point from your total. You can play as many matches as you want. If, however, your score gets down to -3, you are eliminated from the tournament. So you're going to need to be strategic with how you play your matches and how you track your points. Figure out when you might want to stop playing, when you think you've earned enough points. You actually don't have to play any matches at all. You could say, look, we're going to ride in with 0 points and hope 0 points gets us into the top 16. Hope that so many teams went negative points that a score of 0 is high enough to make it. It's all going to be up to you how you want to do it. You can only play each team once. You can't play the same team multiple times. You have to have your matches played by April 28th. That's the deadline. Once April 28th passes, no more matches can be played. Your score is what it's going to be, and hopefully it's enough to get you into the top 16 so you can play at the Grand Gather. They would like you to send the results in as they happen to John Calais, I believe, through Facebook Messenger. So don't play like four or five matches, report them all at once. Report the results one match at a time via Facebook Messenger. Also, the following competitors are booked for this event. The two competitors that make up the current LFF Tag Team Champions, the original version of Brian Cage, and the original version of Rising Sun, they're booked also. There are two current contender tag teams. Their competitors are booked. That's Johnny T, Romeo 3000, Jigsaw, and Everyone's Enemy. Those six competitors are booked. Everyone else is legal. T50 list is in play. Each team can only use one element, competitor, or entrance card, or other element, per tag team. Again, if you want to sign up for this tournament, by the time this show releases, you'll have maybe a day or two, so get on that as soon as possible if you want to get in on this. As far as other Grand Gathering 4 news is concerned, March 26th, probably before the dojo on twitch.tv/srguniverse, John Calais, the general manager of the Legendary Fighting Federation, will sit down and discuss what is going to happen as far as events and featured matches are concerned for Grand Gathering 4. So look forward to that coming up in just over a week from Tuesday. Speaking of announcements from the general manager, there were a couple that were posted earlier today as I'm recording this. The first, today, as a reminder, is also the deadline for the group stages of the 2024 Super Show Cup. After today, they will determine who the top 32 will be. They'll go through the records, eliminate people due to diversity, and then we'll have a top 32. So, starting next week, for most of you who will be hearing this, we'll find out who the top 32 are, and they'll enter the single elimination portion of the tournament. Also, the next number one contender for the LFF World Heavyweight Championship is Yasmin. Yasmin will face Jeremy Steigerwald, the current champion for the belt, likely March 31st. They're still working out if that date works for both of them, but look for that to potentially happen March 31st, likely on Sunday Night Fights on twitch.tv/srguniverse. I have a brief update concerning Long Island Tabletop Gaming Expo. This is the first weekend of April, April 6th and 7th. I have reported that there's going to be a Grand Battle tournament on Sunday, a Create a Competitor tournament on Saturday, $20 for the Create a Competitor tournament, $10 for the Grand Battle on top of the entry fee for the expo. We have learned that there will be sign-up promos for both events, and there will be other promos given away. I don't know if these are random giveaways because you finish at a certain position in the tournaments and the events, but there will be promos for Long Island Tabletop Gaming Expo. Let's talk about some upcoming championship matches, not for this week, but future weeks. I'll start with the friend or foe match I reported on last week. This is a match where the winner will become the number one contender for the United States Championship. Three of the four men in this match had been announced: Coach Brad, the LFF chiropractor, and the Misfit. The fourth was supposed to be through voting in the comments under the post. It looked like the Possum Kang was going to be chosen, but instead, Mitchell Manja, the tag team partner of the general manager, the GOAT Brock Smith, is going to be the fourth man in this match. So congratulations to Mitchell Manja. I did not look at the vote, so I'm not sure how much that's on the up and up, Seems like there was something fishy with it, but Mitchell Manja is going to be in the friend or foe match. We have the next contender for the Veterans Championship. The next man to face Mark Perry for the belt will be the man behind the Game Master, Morgan Duty. I don't have a date or time for that match yet, but look for that coming soon. The next defense of the Underworld Championship is going to be March 24th on Sunday Night Fights. Hold the Line Harry will challenge the champion, Shane Strickland. This will be a tables, ladders, and chains match. So look for that next week. And to the final upcoming championship match that I can report, the next defense of the, and I hope I'm getting this right, American Interstellar Hardcore 23-7 Championship. The next defense of that will be on Wednesday, March 20th. Bobby Ohio will challenge the Meeple for this championship. I'm going to assume that's after Talk of the Universe. I'm not 100% on that. But that's the news I have for you this week, outside of what I'm about to talk about now, the online tournaments and featured matches from this week. I'll start Monday with Monday Night Fights. This was a 20-player tournament, four groups, five players per group. Top two records per group advanced to the top cut. Your semifinalists here were Chris Pate playing as Theo the Greek Neo and Zach Atchley playing as Luna Hallows. Your finalists were the LFF Chiropractor as the Above Average Warrior and Matt Barone as Jigsaw, with the winner, Matt Barone. Congratulations to Matt Barone for winning Monday Night Fights. Tuesday, we had the finals match for Season 11 of the Trios Online League. In this match, we had the Dread Pirate Tech Support, Simon Strauss, playing as Warlords of the Sea, take on Chris Pate, playing as Bug versus Everyone. In a match that went around 40 minutes, but didn't go past crowd meter zero, the winner of the Online League for Trios, Chris Pate. Congratulations to Chris Pate for winning Season 11 of the Trios League. Thursday, we had Chibi's Thursday Night Fights. Now, per the challenge, it says 16 players, but it looks like there might only have been 14 players. So, from what I can tell, there were only 14. They had three groups of four players, one group of two. Top two records per group advanced to the top cut. I did not see a stipulation listed for the quarterfinals, but they usually run New York rules, so it was likely New York rules. The semifinal round was dark matches. The finals match was a submission match. Your semifinalists were the Italian Bombada playing as the Witch's Apprentice and Practicite playing as the Professor Matt Smith. Your finalists were John Polverino playing as his creation, Player of the Era, and the LFF Chiropractor playing as the original High Roller. The winner of this submission match and of Thursday Night Fights, John Polverino. Congratulations to John Polverino for winning Chibi's Thursday Night Fights. Friday, we have an event and a featured match. The event was a pop-up tournament. 16 players in this tournament, four groups, four players per group. Each player plays the other three in the group. Top two records advance to the top cut. No stipulation in the finals. No stipulation in the quarterfinals. The semifinal round features dark match stipulation matches. Your semifinalists were Pat Mulligan playing as D1. I'm not sure which version of D1 that was. He likes to play the original D1. And Mondaine playing as Stump. Your finalists were the Goat Brock Smith playing as Candice LeRae and Carlos Lumbre playing as the new version of Mike Vernon. The winner of the Friday night pop-up event, the Goat Brock Smith. Congratulations to the Goat for winning on Friday. The featured match on Friday was for the Deep South Championship. The challenger, Mr. Rumble, playing as Zonda, took on champion Harvey Lester, playing as Anastasia Morningstar, in a buddy-building match. In this match, finishes do not trigger finish rolls. Your skills cannot be increased. You win the match when you have all three finishes in play. This match ends up going all the way to crowd meter 4 to level 4. The winner at level 4, still champion, Harvey Lester. Congratulations to Harvey Lester. I did get to see quite a bit of this match. This was a good match. He used quite a bit of strategy. You cannot increase your skills, but you can decrease your opponent's skills. So he played a lot of cards that did that. Cards that decreased turn rolls, tying in with his gimmick. We saw both players using Blast through the light tubes. This was very strong in this format, because when you removed cards from in play, the crowd meter increased. And just this was just a great match. But the winner in the end, still champion Harvey Lester. Again, congratulations to Harvey Lester for a successful defense. This brings us to Sunday night fights. There are four matches on the match card for Sunday night fights. The opening match is for the LFF Hardcore Championship. The champion, the foreman, playing as the Heathen Cruel. The challenger, Johnny Korea, playing as his faction mate in the big picture, Mitchell Manja. This was a no disqualification match. It ends up going to crowd meter 3, primarily through the use of Schoolboy. Johnny Korea uses Schoolboy to pump the crowd meter up to crowd meter 3. At crowd meter 3, he hits the grapple finish, and he becomes the new LFF Hardcore Champion. The story of this match, Johnny Korea won almost all the turn rolls, just dominated on the turn rolls, and was able to use that to win the match. Congratulations to Johnny Korea for becoming the new LFF Hardcore Champion. The second match of the night is the Midwest Coast Championship match. The challenger, Yasmin, playing Sir Creation, Runtime Terror. The champion, in his first of two matches for Sunday Night Fights, the Grump, Danny Thunder, playing as himself. No stipulations here. Pretty even match, pretty back and forth. Looks like either competitor could win. In the end, at crowd meter 1, the winner, still champion, the Grump. Congratulations to the Grump for a successful defense. The third match of the night was a match that's part of the Big Meaty Invitational Tournament. It's the final match in the quarterfinals. The winner joins the Commissioner Drew Madsen, the Meeple, and the Cannoli in the semifinals. The two men in the match are the Big Guy, playing as the Beast Michael Kerr, and Bob Dunn, playing as Robert the Brain Dunn. It's a 2 out of 3 falls match, no stipulations. The first fall goes to crowd meter 2. The second fall goes to crowd meter 1. Both falls won by Bob Dunn. So Bob Dunn joins Drew Madsen, the Meeple, and the Cannoli in the semifinals of the Big Meaty Invitational. Congratulations to Bob Dunn for a victory. The final match of the night, the second Grump match for the LFF Trios Championship. The challenger, Drew Madsen, playing as Bug versus Everyone. Drew Madsen was one of the four men in the mini trios tournament. He was the first man to lose, so he gets the first shot at the champion, the Grump. The Grump playing as the higher class, the version featuring the Grump. This match does not go past crowd meter 0. The winner at crowd meter 0, still champion, the Grump. So the Grump, two featured matches, wins them both. Congratulations to the Grump. The next challenger for the Grump, sometime in April, C-Mac, the second man in that trios tournament to lose. The winner of this match will face the Big Guy at Grand Gathering 4. there were a couple of news items that broke during Sunday Night Fights. First, in the first of the two matches in the finals of Faction Wars 5, Just Business defeated the Constellation 16 points to 11 points. So Just Business will be in the finals of Faction Wars 5. We're waiting on the results of the match between the Higher Class and, going from memory, I believe it's the Collective. Higher Class versus the Collective, the other semifinal match we're waiting for results on. But congratulations to Just Business for making the finals. We also have some announcements about upcoming Monday Night Fights tournaments. For the March 18th tournament, it'll just be a standard tournament. No special requirements. You can play any singles competitor you want. For the March 25th tournament, this is going to be a tournament where the winner will be one of the two contenders for the LFF Triad Championship currently held by Carlos Lumbre. We know that one of the two contenders for the championship is the prize fighter Simon Dabner. The winner of the March 25th tournament will be the other. There will only be 16 spots available in this tournament. It will be single elimination. And then finally, Monday Night Fights, April 1st, Brian Schmidt and the Dread Pirate Tech Support Simon Strauss will run the tournament. So there could be all kinds of shenanigans going on from Monday Night Fights. We'll just have to wait and see. As far as other tournaments for next week, nothing's been posted about Thursday, but expect Chibi's Thursday Night Fights. Expect Dojo Tuesday night, twitch.tv/SRGUniverse. With that being said, that is going to do it for this week's episode of the Outlaw Mudcast. I would like to thank all of you for listening, and good day.